The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, George, Gerard, Gerard, Hass, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Monroe, Morissette, Morissette, Morris, Morris, Nelson, Prozanski, Prozanski, Rosenbaum, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Telfer, Verger, Verger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum being present, we will post the colors. Senator Burdick will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Amen. I'd like to thank Travis Powell for singing our national anthem today. He is a member. Travis is a member of our Oregon National Guard Medevac Unit located out of Salem. Thank you, sir. Today, our invocation will be delivered by Senator Bruce Starr.
You may be seated. Good Monday morning. I am going to read something to you all before I do a quick invocation. And I'd ask that you all might see a bookmark on your desk. What I want to read is what's the Paradoxical Commandments by Kent Keith, Dr. Kent Keith. I had an opportunity to meet Dr. Keith this last spring, and he is the executive director of the Robert Greenleaf Center for Servant Leadership. And I just thought this would be a good way to start a Monday morning. And so I'm going to go ahead and read these. And I think, again, each of you should have a bookmark that outlines them on your desk as well. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. And this is headline kind of do it anyway at the top of your bookmark, but let me continue. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you're successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you do help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have, and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world your best you have anyway. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to serve this great state of Oregon. Lord, we'd ask that you would lead us and guide us as we do that service. Give us wisdom. Give us discernment. Give us patience. We ask that you would especially be with our Senate President and our Minority Leader as they lead their body. In your name we pray. Amen.
Courtesies of the Senate. The Chair recognizes Senator Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce one of my interns that is working for me this session. I'm quite thrilled to have Daryl Lawrence here. Daryl's a student at Western Oregon University, expecting his degree in June of this year, a BA in Public Policy and Administration with a psychology minor, which the psychology minor would do very well here in this building. He also got a transfer degree from Chemeketa Community College before that, so Daryl has used all of our education opportunities here in Oregon. Daryl is also a veteran of the United States Army. I'm very proud to know him. He was a helicopter crew chief, so I'm sure he'll have a lot to talk about with my daughter's significant other, who is a helicopter pilot. So please welcome Daryl to my office. He'll be here on Mondays and working for Representative Schaffler on Wednesdays. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And Daryl, welcome to your state Senate, and thank you for your service to Senator Walker and the Assembly. Chair recognizes Senator Telfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to introduce my intern. Her name is Ellen Horn. She spent 4 years as a varsity cheerleader at Wilson High, some of which she was captain of that team, and they placed second in state and fifth in the U.S. Nationals. Ellen is a junior at OSU, majoring in political science. She is a co-founder of OSU's Model United Nations. She's a member of the Alpha Chi Omega sorority, and she's studied abroad Vienna, Austria, and most recently, just months ago, in Tunisia. And while these are attributes that would make anybody proud to know Ellen, I am most particularly proud in that she is my niece. So I wish you all to welcome Ellen.
Thank you, Senator. Ellen, welcome to your state Senate and your state capitol, and thank you for your service, and we can certainly use some cheerleading around here right now. Chair recognizes Senator Montes Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have some great sheriffs in Multnomah County, and I've been privileged to have one of them actually live near me and do his job in, I think it was the 50s or maybe the 60s. And it's Sheriff Bob Skipper and also Sheriff Tom Slider. They are here. They represent us well, and I would like us to give courtesies to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Montes Anderson, and thank you, gentlemen, both of you, for being here today at your state capitol and for the service you give all of us. Chair recognizes Senator Girard.
Thank you, President Metzger. I'd like to introduce and extend courtesies to First Sergeant Travis Powell, who sang for us today. Sergeant Powell is a volunteer with the Malala Fire Department. He's full-time firefighter for Portland Fire Department, and he is with the Oregon National Guard and will be deployed to Iraq on February 1st. It's my honor to have him visiting with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And again, thank you for your service. Thank you for singing the national anthem as well today. Chair recognizes Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to have courtesies extended to my new intern, Justin Carr, from the Western Oregon University, home of the Wolves. And Justin is a graduate of Tigard High School, home of the Tigard Tigers. And he's majoring in psychology and political science. He's in the honors program. He runs track and cross country at Western Oregon University. And he's currently working on one of the most fascinating subjects I've heard about recently, which is an undergrad thesis on polyunsaturated fatty acids and how they affect health and the brain. So he will fit in very well in our office. And since he joined our office, things have been really turning up for Justin because he was just accepted into the International Ambassador and Mentor Program for Western Oregon. And in June, he'll go to China to recruit students to go to Western Oregon. And his goal is to be sent to Beijing so that he can run on the Great Wall.
Great. Thank you, Senator. Justin, welcome, and I hope you enjoy your service and work with Senator Burdick here in your state capitol. Chair recognizes Senator Schrader. Welcome back.
Thank you, colleagues. I'd like to introduce my intern today. It's Connor Allen. He is a junior at the University of Oregon, majoring in political science. He did extensive work with the Lane County Bus Project. He was actually the development and chair of that project. And he's also interned with AFSCME. And I do want to share something a little bit personal. His father is Ken Allen, who was my daughter Marin's softball coach through junior high and high school. And thanks to him, Connor, your dad, my daughter became an All-American in college. So when you see your dad, thank him for that. We're happy to have you here. You're going to be with me Monday, Wednesday, and I hope the occasional Friday to be helping out in my office.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Connor, welcome, and hope you enjoy your experience here in the Senate, and thank you for your service to Senator Schrader. Chair recognizes Senator Atkinson.
Mr. President, I would like to extend courtesies to my newest intern, who, when I interviewed him this last fall, I said he had very high shoes to fill. Interns have left me and gone on to Harvard Business School, Harvard Law School. Interns have left me, became the only Truman Scholar. They have left me and become Fulbright Scholars. So the bar is high. And then they just forget about old Senator Atkinson as they go off on fantastic careers, and I'm just a stepping stone, as I tell their parents. Well, this is Mr. Kyle Vineyard. He's the next just to use me, get some experience, and move on with his life. Kyle Vineyard goes across the street to Willamette University. He is from South Medford High School. He used to live in Jacksonville, Oregon, but I am starting to not call him Kyle. I am starting to call him Johnny, as in Johnny on the spot. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Kyle, welcome. And I understand you have the big bar to be set, so we'll be interested to hear your exploits after your service in the Senate. Chair recognizes Senator Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. This truly is intern day. I also would like to introduce my intern, Gregory Campbell. He's from Portland State University and found out he just lives two blocks from me. So we should be carpooling. So Gregory came to us. I spoke to a class at PSU about the value of internships. And so I guess I inspired him enough to come want to work here in the legislature and serve as an intern in my office. He's majoring in political science with a minor in Japanese, so we have a Japanese delegation. I'll volunteer Gregory to help out on the interpretation there. He enjoys volunteering for great groups such as Solve and Friends of Forest Park, and I'm really fortunate to have him 2 days a week working in my office. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Gregory, welcome, and we hope you enjoy your experience in the state capitol. Are there further courtesies? Remonstrances? Chair recognizes Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on Friday, Senator Boquist and I gave an opportunity, we had an opportunity to brief the President on a proposal that would actually put $100 million a year of economic stimulus directly into the economy without a tax increase, and I thought I would just share with you that proposal. It's very simple. If you adjust the withholding tables, you can actually put more money into people's pockets on a monthly basis. And I was surprised to see in the New Yorker magazine, January 26, 2009, Mr. President, may I have permission to read from printed material?
Is there any objection? Go ahead and proceed.
Quote, if you want people to spend the money, you don't want to give them one big check because that makes it more likely that they'll think of it as an increase in their wealth and save it. Instead, you want to give them small amounts over time, and you want the rebate to show up as an increase in people's take-home pay, because an increase in steady income is more likely to translate into an increase in spending. What can accomplish both these goals? Reducing people's withholding payments. Now, Mr. President, the result of reducing withholding by just 4.2% on an annualized basis produces $100 million per year of additional income and paychecks in Oregon, dollars that can be used for rent, food, heat, electricity, medicine, the things that citizens find themselves needing and will increasingly find themselves needing. Mr. President, this is simple, it's quick, it's relatively painless for the state, because it has the net effect of simply giving people their own tax refunds earlier. Mr. President, we invite Democrats to join Republicans in moving this plan forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Boqvist.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm actually rising to express a thank you to the state treasurer. I find that rather remarkable, actually. But the state treasurer put Laura Lockwood McCall at our disposal last Wednesday between 4 and 5 o'clock, and being an old revenue geek, I had to go learn about bonding. Laura was very articulate, along with the other staff in the treasurer's office that was there for an hour, explaining to members from both chambers their plan for bonding $1 billion over the next 6 months, the impact that will have on a $21 billion backlog in bonding. And while I may agree or disagree with things the treasurer plans or even the other side might plan, it was a very, very informative presentation, lots of questions and answers. The only disappointing portion of that presentation is Dennis Richardson, the good representative from down south, and myself were the only two members out of 90 present. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further remonstrances? Messages from the House.
Mr. President, my direction to the Vice Speaker to inform you the House has passed Senate Bill 339 and adopted SCR 2.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.55 sub 1, committee report summary number 3 was distributed to members January 23rd. Committee report summary number 4 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the journal and the status report. So ordered. Reports from special committees. Propositions and motions. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Joint Resolution 11, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to elections. Senate Bill 5, relating to the Adjutant General. Senate Bill 9, relating to mandatory health insurance coverage and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 374, relating to Oregon Civic Day for teachers and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 375, relating to financial management of charter schools. Senate Bill 376, relating to allocation of lottery bonds, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 377, relating to insurance rate practices. Senate Bill 378, relating to long-term care advisory committee, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 379, relating to surgical technologists, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 380, relating to testimony and criminal proceedings.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 5543, relating to State Financial Administration, declared emergency. Senate Bill 5562, relating to State Financial Administration, declared emergency. Senate Bill 14, related to Oregon Patient Safety Commission. Senate Bill 268, relating to the rules of the Chief Justice concerning data that state courts may collect. Senate Bill 270, relating to courts, declared emergency. Senate Bill 271, relating to fees of the Oregon Tax Court. Senate Bill 338, relating to State Financial Administration, property money, declared emergency.
Passed to calendar. Third reading of Senate measures. First reading of House measures. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate. In accordance with SR 8.40 sub 3, committee referral list 15 and 16 were distributed to the members January 22nd and 17 was distributed January 23rd. The referrals will be recorded in the journal and status report. So ordered. Announcements. Members of Business and Transportation, our committee will meet today at 1:10. Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. Senate Democrats, at the conclusion of this session, get your lunch. Caucus will start promptly at 12:10.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder for the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue, our lottery tour is today. If anybody needs a ride, let me know.
Thank you. Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, on your desk today is an invitation for an event tomorrow morning. Join Children First for Oregon. They will be releasing their 2008 Oregon County Data Book. It's at 7:15 tomorrow morning. I know that's early, but you'll want to be there to see what the data is for your county. You'll find out how children and families are handling the economic downturn, and they'll make some suggestions about what can be done immediately to help struggling children and their parents. So please join us tomorrow at 7:15 in room 50. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further announcements? If there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 28th.